Radio.
Instruments of God, a talk by Gary Pinto.
So I almost didn't make it today because I set my alarm for 4:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. So I just got off the plane and glad to God that I got to be here. I'd like to start with a song, and this is, I believe, everything that God has given me through His grace and mercy. Every bit of music, every bit of life, I hand back to Him as I ask God to use me completely. So this song is all about the future that I believe, and the promise of Jeremiah 29:11 is, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So this song is all about that. Cause every life is a precious gift, and we must treasure what's within, and the spirit that is divine in every man, woman, and child. We must honor the Creator. Yeah, we all need a Savior, and the truth is we're favored. So don't let evil enslave you now. Let's pick up your feet and walk. We have nothing to be afraid of. So much to live for. Let the past burn. Everybody look to the future. It's so much brighter. So keep looking higher. Look to the author and the finisher. The future is in the moment. We can't control it. Look to the world. This has a hip hop beat normally. Cause every tear is another scar. That is the cry of a broken heart. We are the daughters and the sons of our King who gave His only one. Keep your courage, precious child, cause life is only for one time. And when you reach the finish line, there'll be a victory sign. So now, let's pick up your feet and walk. We have nothing to be afraid of. So much to live for. Let the past burn. Everybody look to the future. It's so much brighter. So keep looking higher. Look to the author and the finisher. The future is in the moment. We can't control it. Look to the world. Everybody gotta stand tall. Just remember what you're fighting for. When your back's against the wall, like a lion you will roar. Keep your faith and stand your ground. When they try to knock you down, warriors, don't give up now, cause you will hear the trumpet sound. Oh, warriors, unite. Oh, keep pushing toward the light. Oh, new history to write. Oh, oh, don't give up now. Take your throne and your crown. When you hear the trumpet sound. The future is so much brighter. Keep looking higher. Look to the author and the finisher. The future is in your moment, and we can control it. Look to the world.
Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Praise you, God. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. We just got tough. My testimony continues every day, and it continues from birth to 38 years old, and will continue till the day I die, because God's faithfulness every day is new, and His mercy every day is new, especially to me, because I think I'm probably, I don't know. The lessons I learn, sometimes I forget, like Pope Francis just said, don't forget tomorrow. So tomorrow every day God reminds me of his mercy and his grace, and to really take up your cross every day. Every day is a new cross. You pick up your same cross, but you pick it up and you walk with that cross, and you fulfill the destiny God has called you to fulfill for his glory. So we just had Easter Sunday last year, and we're sitting in the church in Queensland, and my wife and I were kneeling down to pray for the faithful, and the priest had said, "For the people of Israel, we're praying that God will reveal himself," and I felt the Holy Spirit. I said to my wife, I said, "I think God wants us to go to Israel." And she says, "Cool, that's great. We just came back from Israel from the pilgrimage from World Youth Day the years before." So I said, I really think God is calling us. So 3 days later, Israel called. A friend of ours from Israel said, "Could you come to Israel and record a record with us?" I said, "Sure." He thought we would never say yes. He thought he was joking and offering us. So we said yes. He booked the ticket, glory to God, 3 days later, and we hopped on a plane to Israel. And from that spot, I said, "Look, God is calling us to Israel. On the way back, we'll go to New York, London, and we'll record your records." My wife is a recording artist as well. So we'll go and record your record in New York and my record in LA and whatever. Hopped off the plane in New York, knowing where we're going. Went to Israel, recorded 15 songs in 4 days or something like this. And God was like, just with two Israelite boys, completely, studying the Torah and recording Christian music. So glory to God. I said to Jesus, I was sitting in the room singing these songs. I said, "God, why have you called us to Israel with these two boys? They're wonderful men. They don't know you as their savior." And this boy comes. I said, "God, if you want me to tell David, this boy, that you are his savior, come bring him into the room. Show me something." David walks straight in the room and he says, "Gary, have you got something to tell me?" I said, "God, if you..." I said, "We're recording another song." David walked out. I said, "Lord, are you serious? You want me to tell this man who's brought us over from Australia, I'm in his house recording, do you want me to tell him that you are his savior? I'm going to walk outside now." And my feet were heavy. I was taking the steps towards his front door. I said, "Lord, if you want me to tell him you're a savior, bring him out of the house now." He walked straight out of his house. So I walked up to him and I said, "David, I know you. I'm your friend, I love you, you're my brother, you brought me here and I appreciate your love, and I know you love God with all your heart. Jesus has told me to tell you that he's your savior." He says, "I can let you down." So for the next half an hour we're talking about God and Jesus' fulfillment of the biblical prophecies. So he says, I'm comfortable being a Jew, I'm starting to be a rabbi, but I'll take on board what you said. God called us all the way to Jerusalem to tell this one boy that he was the Messiah. We get off, finished Jerusalem, went to New York, glory to Jesus. We got off the plane. 20 hours, we're so tired. Natasha, we caught a subway. Asking people, "Excuse me, do you know the way to our hotel?" They had no idea. They said, "Get off this station." Got off at the wrong station, looked up, and I saw my friend's building. I said, "Natasha, we have to knock on the door. Jesus is telling us to knock on this door." She said, "Oh my goodness, 20 hours of flying." I said, "God is telling us to knock on the door of this man. Let's do it." She said, "No." I said, please. I said, "Not even." I said, "We have to. God is telling us. How did you get off in New York at the wrong stop and see my friend's building?" Knock on the door. He says, "Tomorrow we're meeting with a guy who has, he did Beyonce, Lady Gaga, Whitney Houston, Britney Spears. Tomorrow I'm meeting with him. Do you want to meet with him?" I said, "Yeah." Natasha recorded 9 songs with him from the next week. So God was like, bang, bang, just out of the obedience of going to Israel, out of the obedience to follow the call. So, and that's why I say his mercy is in you every day, because sometimes I hear, "Lord," and I say, "Oh my goodness, you're calling me to do this." And I sometimes think, "Lord, but it's not of my strength, it's by God's strength. Only God does things, because we can do nothing." He shows me constantly, if you think you're doing anything, you're a fool. Because only I can do it. I can't. You either be used as my instrument or don't, or plug into my electricity or step away. So I constantly have to, he says, "Humble yourself before me and I will exalt." So I'm plugging into the electricity and saying, "Jesus, use your man. So another instrument of that instance was Praise Jesus. The song that I'll sing for you now. Initially, the World Youth Day song was supposed to be Behold the Cross for 2005. So we wrote this song about that. Child, behold the cross. Let me take all your burdens. You will discover I will always be with you. Through the darkness of the night, I'll help you cross over Jordan. You need not fear. Let me lead you into the light of my power, of my power. Can you see through the cross to a love that is never ending, reaching out to the lost with open arms? You are my child. Praise Jesus. Oh, my loving God, you gave your Son as our Savior, your Holy Spirit to take us back into your heart. With each beat of our hearts, receive and I love you, Jesus, to give to the Spirit with the Father, three in one, with our love. Praise you, Jesus. Can you see through the cross to a love that is never ending, reaching out to the lost with open arms? You will receive my power where the Holy Spirit comes to anoint you. Open your hearts to me. Glory to you, Jesus. I am your God. All glory and praise to a God whose love will never end. We will help carry your cross, cause our mercy forgives all our sins. Let us proclaim your word to the ends of the earth. Child, embrace your cross. Let it be your compassion, forgiveness and mercy. Tell all the world of my love. Tell them to come. I am the God. Glory to you, my Jesus. Can you see through the cross to a love that is never ending, reaching out to the lost with open arms? You will receive my power with forgiveness that is all enduring. Open your heart to me. I am your God. You are my child. You are my child. Behold the cross. So all these wonderful blessings and gifts that have come to my life through God's mercy, I often, any time I see the Divine Mercy picture, I just grab one and put it in my pocket. Anytime, I'm just like, in my wallet, in my car, because the Divine Mercy saved my life many years ago. I was in a state of depression at 29 years old. I'd given up. I'd said, this life is too hard. And I thought, I have sinned so much and I've betrayed my... I'd broken up with a girl that was wonderful, and I thought, you know, this was an indictment of who I am. I was a man who had hurt people, and I'd given up. I said, you know, I can't see a future. And one day I was sitting before the picture of well, actually crying before the picture of the divine mercy. I said, Jesus, I give you my heart, my mind, my body, soul, and will under your blood. And this peace came over my entire body. So now I grab that picture and I put it everywhere. But I, this is my calling, to tell people about the divine mercy. This is my life. So not only is it a picture, but it really, I felt the tangible peace of Christ come onto my body, just fall upon me from absolute despair to absolute peace. The blood is, and I found later, the blood is new life, the water is cleansing. So the blood is complete, reborn, you're reborn. Every Divine Mercy Sunday. So I'm telling, you know, praise Jesus. All the musicians I play with, from Guy Sebastian to Jimmy Barnes, anybody, Divine Mercy Sunday is coming. You know, Jimmy was in Thailand with us and he was like, I'm coming at Divine Mercy Sunday. So, you know, wherever you go, wherever we're placed, God places us in the positions that He wants us to place us. But if we think we can do it on our own, glory to God, we are in a heap. For me, as a musician, God can take... God, I believe God can use you. He uses me. When I say, Jesus, use my life, I give you my life to be used. If I thought, if my own accord I could do anything, I'd be useless. So each time we don't put a song together, ask for God's inspiration to give us a song. He gives us something that will touch people through His grace and through His mercy. This song was a song that, praise God, there's a lady called Bonnie Boozleman. Does anybody know Bonnie Boozleman? She's an American lady, and she had this idea. She said, I want you to go and get Guy Sebastian to sing with you, to write a song for the World Youth Day in 2005. And we said a prayer together. Guy put his hands together. We said, Jesus, I thank you for the greatest song, for your glory. And he just sat at the piano and he just started writing. He just immediately wrote this. And he sang the song from top to bottom. And then for the next 3 hours, you know, we put in little words and bits and pieces, and my word was mercy. But he was virtually saying the thing from top to bottom. So this is the song. And if you know the words, please, anybody know Receive the Power? Please, please sing along and use it as a prayer for all the people that in your life that you want God to touch. And let's use it for the prayer for all the youth in Australia, and that God be able to use us for His glory. May Jesus... Father God, use us completely for your glory, and I thank you, Lord, for restoring everything that's been lost in everybody's lives. Lord, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. Every nation, every tribe, come together to worship you. In your presence, we delight, we will follow. To the ends of the earth, Alleluia. Praise you, Jesus. Alleluia. Receive the power from the Holy Spirit. Alleluia. Praise you, Jesus. All glory to you, my life. Spirit calls to rise, we will follow and do your will. We'll forever testify of your mercy and unfailing love. Hallelujah. Receive the power from the Lord Jesus. Jesus. Receive the power to be a light. calls me Paulini. Jesus, Lord, praise you, Lord. Use us, Lord, for your glory. Lord of God, we worship you. Holy One, we worship you. Bread of life, Lord. Bread of life, we worship you. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, we worship you. Lamb of God, Lamb of God, we worship you. Praise you, Lord. Holy One, we worship you. Bread of life, glory to God. Bread of life, we worship you. Emmanuel, we will sing forever. Alleluia. Jesus, praise you, Lord. Receive the power from the Holy Spirit. Alleluia. Receive the power to be a light unto the glory to Jesus. Awesome.
Yes.
Wonderful. So, there's another song I love to sing that's, does everybody know the,
Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I live for you alone, every breath that I take. Have your way in me.
What happens in the verse there? I don't remember the verse. Is there a verse to that song?
Yes.
Is there?
Oh yeah,
good one.
To all. Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. All I have within me, I give you praise. All that I adore is in. Every moment I'm away, Lord, have your way in me. This is my desire to honor and praise you, Jesus. Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. I live for you, Lord. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away, Lord, have your way in me. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. But have your way in me.
Glory to Jesus. Awesome. Great singing, the team.
Awesome, great, awesome.
Glory to God. So, each day, I'm very privileged and blessed. Thank you so much for having me here today. Thank God that He got me here on time. And I look forward to... Have you enjoyed World Youth Day? Has it been amazing? Amazing. Wonderful. I think we're on for Mass in very shortly now. I look forward to enjoying Mass with you. If I can say anything to finish up, is every day is a new day, and every day is a new mercy that God grants to us. And every day we have the choice to give our lives to Christ and be used for His glory, or go for something that appears to be glorious immediately but will lead to nothing but death. God offers life, and as much as sometimes it can be, you expect this of me, the rewards on the other side are not only for us but for future generations, for future people, for everyone we meet, is His glory, and His glory is only love and blessing. So every day we pick up the cross and we say to Jesus, we surrender our lives to You, and only by Your grace and Your mercy and by what You're going to give us, Lord, because Our Father is everything that we need. So I'll finish up with that prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Your kingdom come, my God. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. My life and my salvation. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, Lord, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you all. Thank you.
That was Gary Pinto with Instruments of God. This talk was part of the Rio Experience to celebrate World Youth Day in the Archdiocese of Sydney, organised by Catholic Youth Services Sydney. And for more talks, interviews and shows, visit cradio.org.au.